Empower your state or local government agency with solutions from HP. The HP Blade System C-Class is an out-of-the-box infrastructure that combines three unique features into one Blade infrastructure: Insight Control Management, Thermal Logic Technology, and Virtual Connect Architecture. It only has to be wired once for easy setup and expandability, helping you allocate time, money, and resources. And its remote capabilities let you monitor your infrastructure while helping to analyze your agency's future needs.
This is Lindsay Isaacs, Managing Editor of American City and County at the Public Technology Institute's 2007 Technology Leadership Conference. I'm here with Bill Schreier, Chief Technology Officer for Seattle. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Lindsay. Good to be here.
Well, what's the hottest technology project going on in Seattle?
Well, we think it's the broadband network that we're planning. It's actually fiber to the premise. So we're interested in actually putting fiber optic cable to every home and business, over 300,000 in the city of Seattle. And that project is something that we're thinking about doing instead of a wireless or Wi-Fi, or maybe in addition to a wireless or Wi-Fi. We think that the future of networking is really high-speed stuff. In other words, television is going digital. Many people are getting not only digital TVs, but plasma TVs, very large TVs in their homes. Those things can be used more than just viewing entertainment. With a camera, they can actually be used, if you have a high enough speed network, that is fiber, two-way for almost anything. Instead of having 500 students at the University of Washington traveling, using the highways or using buses and going to the campus and sitting in front of a professor in a hall for 500 kids, they could, if they had interactive two-way HDTV, high quality, zero latency, that is immediate interaction, they could actually do a lot of that from home without ever leaving home and still have the same sort of educational experience. Or healthcare. Many times people go to a healthcare professional just to have a few simple tests run, for example, a heartbeat, and to consult with a doctor. That sort of thing, again, could be done, perhaps be done over HDTV. So the implications for education, work at home, businesses collaborating, healthcare is amazing, but it requires fiber optic cable and electronics to every home and business in Seattle, which is a $500 million project.
Wow. So is there a segment of the community that's hooked up at the time, or you're having to build out everything?
Well, we'd have to do a pilot. We're still at the conceptual stage at this point. Although what we've actually done is we've issued a request for information. So we've had a number of vendors respond with their ideas on this particular project. We've actually seen similar projects that have been successful in a few smaller cities in America and are actually in more than just the conceptual stage in places like Amsterdam and Paris. They're actually moving forward. So our very next step, we're looking at financial and business models for this, and then we'll probably be looking for private partners to help us build it out.
And so what do you expect the challenges to be with this moving forward?
Well, certainly one of those challenges is leadership. Seattle, like any large city, has got a lot of business. It's got a lot of education. There are a number of businesses headquartered in Seattle, and many of those are famous businesses, such as Amazon.com or Washington Mutual or Starbucks. Obviously, Microsoft is not too far away in Redmond. Such a network would have a lot of interesting implications for businesses like that, just in terms of telecommuting, so that their employees could do work at home without, again, clogging the streets, without ever having to leave their home. It also has implications for how those businesses might interact with their customers, because it would be a much more satisfying experience, again, with two-way video. So one of the challenges is leadership to get businesses to be interested in this. And then another obvious challenge is finding the dollars, making the business case, the financial models for actually building such a network. And we think we've done that with the help of some consultants. We need to expose that and get some buy-in from elected officials and others.
Well, what projects are on your agenda in the near future besides this one?
Well, internal to city government, one of the things that we're trying to move forward is a standardization on Microsoft software. I know it's kind of amazing, but the city of Seattle does not use Microsoft software, but we actually have a whole potpourri of mix of different pieces of software, and we end up doing the integration internally. So we end up connecting our non-Microsoft email to some of our applications, to some of our networks, to our file and print. I think if we standardized on Microsoft, which is the leading vendor in the, this community, and obviously they're also a major employer in the Seattle area, we can stop doing that integration ourselves and add some real value to services for constituents. Another thing that excites me quite a bit is the convergence of video, television, and the web. So as many of the people listening probably know, all television will be digital in a couple of years under federal government mandate. We'll be moving to HDTV and hopefully moving to HDTV for the Seattle channel, our award-winning Channel 21 municipal cable channel. But if you think about the web, video and two-way video is becoming increasingly interesting on the web. There are social networking sites like MySpace, obviously. There are a whole set of Web 2.0 tools that make it easier to build applications. And all of those things have some interesting implications for local government. Can we better engage constituents if they have access to such two-way video, rather than having those few people who can come downtown and interact with city council members or with the mayor? Can we better engage them if these tools are available? Can we better highlight the problems of our community and fix them, again, if these two-way interactive video tools are available? And, of course, the technology is developing. So I think that's kind of exciting. We'll have to see where it goes.
Great. Well, what have you seen or heard at the show so far that's piqued your interest?
A couple of things. One is GoGovTV, which Alan Shark and PTI have developed and now are is available for training. I think that that's got some interesting implications when tied to a couple of the initiatives I mentioned. Think about having a seminar with 10 people you can actually see on video and actually conducting such a seminar or conducting a class internal to city government without ever having employees leave their seats or similarly conducting a class between governments for emergency management, for example. NIMS, which is the National Incident Management System. You actually conduct NIMS classes so that those who need to be certified could get certified. So GoGovTV is an interesting implication from today. Another one I found interesting is some cities are building wireless networks, or built wireless networks with a minimum level of free access, primarily to get to city government services and to a few things like perhaps newspapers or access to a university or a college. That part is free, and then users or constituents can pay for a higher level of service. I think that's an interesting business model to pursue for wireless networking.
Great. Well, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for sitting down to talk with me.
It was very enjoyable. Good luck to American City and County with all your future endeavors.
Thanks.